Welcome back, and thank you for exploring the Heights School. This is Nate Gadiano, Associate Director of Admissions here at the Heights, and I'm delighted to bring you another open house presentation from our headmaster, Alvaro De Vicente. In the first lower school presentation, Alvaro looked at the physical formation of our boys. In this presentation here, Alvaro discusses the intellectual formation of our lower school students, and in presentations still to come, he will look at the moral and spiritual formation of our lower school students. At the Heights, all four of these areas, physical, intellectual, moral, and spiritual, come together as we seek to educate men fully alive. Enjoy.
I want to talk about three things in terms of academics in the lower school. First one is, academics in the lower school is about learning how to learn. Right? At his age, it's not so much what he learns, but the fact that he will know how to learn the future. And the best way to do that is by becoming a reader, right? If your son becomes a reader, then he will become a learner, right? He will devour knowledge in the future on his own. We actually read books here at the Heights in the lower school. And I didn't used to say this until I hear more and more that many schools don't read books. They read excerpts from books. Or little articles about books. We actually read books. Right? We believe that books that have been read for generations are worth reading even in this generation, perhaps even more so. So we read whole books. The teachers will read aloud to them so that they get the sense, the flow, the rhythm, right, or the vocabulary, the sound, so that you develop not only just the responsibility to read, but the love of reading, right? The reading is engaging, it's entertaining. We have a whole list of books called the Heights books because we know that some young men like to read a lot, and sometimes parents have a hard time keeping up with all those books and knowing what to recommend. And unfortunately, not every children's book is trustworthy, right? Some are undermining our values. So we have a whole list of Heights books. On the website and at the forum, we have even some reviews of other books that you can look at. So that's the first thing. We want your son to learn how to learn. The second one is that we want him to love to learn. Right? Not just know how to do it, but love doing it. And the best way to do that is with the faculty themselves, right? The faculty members. If your son has a relationship with his teacher, looks up to his teacher, enjoys his teacher, wants to please his teacher, he's more likely to love learning because he will see that his teacher actually loves learning. And that's a common practice in the lower school, in the whole school, but in this case, lower school faculty. These are men who love to learn, and they love to talk about books. They love to talk about ideas. They love to talk about history. They love learning and transmitting that knowledge. And third, and perhaps most importantly, is that what we really want to teach our sons academically is what they're called the transcendentals. That we want to teach them that there is such thing as truth. There's objective reality. The best way to do that is not through religion class. It's not through history. It's actually through natural history. It's by taking him out and go creaking and go into the woods and let him see that things are in a particular way. It doesn't matter how you feel about the tree is, right? It doesn't matter how you feel, things are, right? They're not a question of opinion, they're in reality. For him to learn that there is objective truth that way is powerful, because he may be in a minority of people who believe that as he grows up, and it's important that he be there. Beauty, both objective, right? We tend to think that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, hopefully, it goes into my soul through my eyes. But beauty is not in my eyes. The beauty is out there, right? Something is beautiful because it is in a particular way. And beauty has an objective reality and characteristics. To learn that, also through natural history, through music, as we can hear now, the high school choir rehearsing, through art, right, drawing and painting, be able to look at something and realize that this is beautiful. And then once we realize that it's beautiful objectively, then the subjective appreciation, that also counts, and is training your sons, helping your sons to appreciate beauty so that they're awed by it in its true sense. And then finally, once they know truth and appreciate beauty, the good, that the good exists. And the good is first appreciated. And appreciated means that you recognize something that is good. That's the what. A very important step that should happen while he's in the lower school is that he goes from appreciating it to being grateful. And that's a very important step, because when we appreciate something, it means that we recognize the goodness of something. When we are grateful, it means that we recognize the person who gave us that thing, who made that thing. We're grateful to a person. We appreciate a thing. If your son, while in the lower school, goes from being appreciative to being grateful, he will be a very powerful man. And he will be a very faithful man. Because he'll be able to say not only thank you to somebody when he's granted a favor, but he'll be able to say thank you to the Creator for granting him the ultimate favor of life and faith. Once he recognizes the truth, appreciates the beauty, is grateful for that goodness, then he will want to pursue and defend it. He will become a pursuer of those things forever. And then he'll be ready for the rest of his life.
Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed Alvaro's presentation on the intellectual formation of our lower school boys and would like to hear more, please register online for one of our many open houses. You may also learn more about our approach to education by visiting the Heights Forum at heightsforum.org. And lastly, if you would like to learn more about the admissions process this fall, please check out the Admissions 2020-2021 page on our website. Thanks again, and stay tuned to hear more about how the Heights forms the physical, moral, intellectual, and spiritual good of our boys.